Hi, this is Elliot Haspel, and welcome to another edition of Best Practices Weekly, the first one of the new year. Today we're going to be discussing how you can give feedback effectively to students, specifically during the exploration of math concepts. And this comes from an article in the Journal of Educational Psychology, with researchers from Vanderbilt University and the University of Louisville looked at this idea of when students are exploring math concepts on their own, what's the best way to give them feedback? They're specifically looking at when you're giving students a chance to, before you do direct instruction, just sort of try things out on their own, play around with some problems, come up with their own ideas, really just do independent exploration, which you're going to then follow up with more direct instruction, guided practice, the rest of the lesson. They're specifically looking at that. And they were looking in this particular study at the kind of math they were looking at were equivalencies, which is, you know, 3 plus 4 plus 8 equals 6 plus blank, just generally trying to balance both sides of an equal sign, and this was with middle elementary students. What they found was really interesting. What they found was when you're looking at students that have very little background knowledge, so they've never really seen a problem like this before, they don't really quite know what to do with it, you're just asking them to kind of try out on their own. Well, giving them feedback on what they're doing does exactly what you would expect. It helps. Being able to tell a student, oh, why don't you try this strategy? Oh, it looks like you're, you know, that might not be working. Why don't we try this instead? If you're talking to them about the strategies, it's helping them. But with students who come in with some amount of moderate background knowledge of sort of prior understanding of equivalencies, they've seen problems like this before, they understand the ideas of math equivalency before, actually giving those students feedback did not help their performance. In fact, it ended up hurting their performance during this exploration phase. And the logic here that the researchers posit is that students, when they're sort of trying to connect back to prior ideas and we're actually giving them feedback as teachers, we're narrowing their thinking. We're making it so that they're not able to access the full suite of background information. They're not synthesizing what they learned before with what they're being asked to do now. We're really sort of pigeonholing their thinking. And so for those students, there was a downtick in performance, actually, from teachers giving them any kind of feedback, whether that's feedback on whether the answer to their question was right or wrong, or whether it's giving them feedback on the types of strategies that they were doing. Is in this case, the feedback was actually not beneficial. And so the conclusion that the authors reach, and is that this is not just about math equivalencies, this is generally in that sort of exploration phase, independent exploration of math concepts, we need to differentiate instruction as teachers by the amount of background knowledge our students are bringing in. And so we need to figure out beforehand which of our students have seen this kind of concept before, which of them know something about it, which of them have some mastery of the ideas. And then with those students, it's much more about just living them alone, letting them truly explore on their own, and instead focusing our effort on the students who come in with very little background knowledge, because they definitely still do need feedback. So a sort of surprising result, many teachers I think that feedback is almost always something that is useful to be giving to students. It turns out that there are some situations, specifically around independent math exploration, when some students need to just be left alone and truly given a chance to explore independently. So thanks for watching and happy teaching.